Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Good morning, good morning. World Series still on, but it's not good morning yet in L.A. The Knicks fell into that heat culture. You know how heat culture go. Welcome to Miami. Party in the city where the heat is on. Nah, I mean, they lost a game outside of their building. It's going to happen. For three. 888-808-1019. Let's take a Knicks call. Probably the only one I'm going to take because there's so much more to unpack around the G-Men and Gotham City football. Justin is in River Edge on the Fan. What you got, Justin?
Hey, what's good, Keith? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Yeah, so I don't know. We're about the same age, and I don't know if you've seen like the same sentiment online, but after the Knicks lost last night, the doom and gloom to me was just crazy, man. Like,
I'm glad I'm not a Knicks fan. Like,
yeah, I was pulling my hair out, dude. I was like, I can't believe people are like calling us frauds and stuff like that after one loss. Like,
it's the NBA.
There's no Deuce. Yeah, you know how it is. There's no Deuce. There's no Mitch. And I don't know what's taking him so long with this load management, but whatever.
And they're going to lose a bunch of games.
Yeah, what were they going to go 82-0? Like, they shot awful from the field, like, just terrible. It is what it is, you know? I still have high hopes.
You should.
One thing.
Nothing has changed.
One thing that, yeah, there's really, like, nothing to be afraid of at the moment. The one thing that still kind of boggles my mind, though, is, like, I know it's not his style, I guess, like, you know, Cat kind of profiles as, like, obviously a scorer, and people call him soft on defense. I get it, like, he is. But, man, like, he really doesn't have to do much to be, like, noticeably better on D. Like, there's so many times where he's just backing off the ball, like, doesn't even put his hands up. Like, you're 7 feet tall, man. Like, put a hand up, get a hand in a guy's face. Like, that's all you got to do. Like, it would make such a big difference if he could just play, like, a little stronger on the ball. On D, especially when you don't have Mitch there to kind of like back him up, you know.
I mean, it didn't start game three with the Bodega Cat. Like, this has been a calling card. This has been an MO. This has been something that they've said about Cat before he put on that Knicks uniform. Like,
no,
I don't think 100%. He's soft, but there is, you know, when you're his size. You want a little bit more of a dog. You want a little bit more of a smarter player, too,
right?
Defensively. But he is who he is. He's a scorer. He's one of the best big man shooters ever. and he's going to get boards, but like defending has never been anything that they said, yeah, Carl Anthony Towns, first team all defense.
Well, that's why I kind of like it kind of racks my brain a little bit, because, you know, people call him soft, but like you see him on offense and on the offensive boards, and like the way he drives to the basket, like this guy is like, he's a monster, man. Like,
yeah,
I don't get why it doesn't come back on the other side of the floor sometimes, you know? And it's just such a stark difference. Like, again, he doesn't have to do that much to make an impact.
That's why you got Mitchell Robinson. That's why you got OG. That's why you got Mikal Bridges. Thanks for the call, Justin. I'll say this. They're going to lose games. You guys thought they were going to go undefeated? Mission is still the same. Win the East. We were talking a lot about growing pains. We were talking a lot about a new system, a new head coach. We were talking about, you know, all of these different players now that are on the team playing. Like, it's not going to be instant coffee. Big ships turn slow. But, nah, it was just a little bit of a surprise, because I think people were underestimating the Heat. They shot poorly. And the Heat in that building, you know, joking or not, like, that was their home opener. DJ Khaled was courtside. Like, they booked the Knicks for their home opener. They came to play. You got. And now you're seeing a Heat team. Now it's like, okay, they got a couple guys. So just put it behind you. And like I said, the Knicks are going to lose a lot of games, but they're going to win a lot of games. They've got a lot of talent. But there are other talented teams too. It's just part of the growing pains. Like I said, outside of your building, you lost a game. So what? Yes, I did see a lot of the discourse on Twitter. I'm like, oh, man, basketball is back. Game 3, Panic City, 888-808-1019. Now, it's not Game 3 for our NFL teams. You should be panicking a little bit, because neither one of these teams are going to the playoffs. Both of these teams are going to have a high draft pick. What else is new? Right? Tankathon right now has the Jets picking 2 and the Giants picking 6. Now, we don't have to talk tonight about what quarterback the Jets are taking, or are the Giants going to swing and miss on an offensive lineman again? We got to talk about how you guys feel as fans of these teams and the direction they're heading in and what you'd like to see happen next. Richie is in Queens on the Fan. What's up, Richie?
This is one heck of a baseball game.
It really is. I mean,
this is just, I know you're watching it, you know, and thank God you're not giving me the results, because you're usually 30 seconds ahead of me.
So I thank God there's no Manfred Mann on second.
Yeah, I mean, Edmund, 2 great throws, Grillo, great throws, 2 out hits, walking to Tani, 4 more hits, extra base hits. I mean, it's just what baseball is, and if you really like it and a purist, and I know you are, and I consider myself a purist. I know people say it's slow, it's boring. Well, it ain't boring tonight.
Top of the 11th. And keep it going.
And this, yeah, and this is the kind of game now, too, with obviously not the ghost runner, and now you've got to get length out of your pitches, and they've used a lot of their guys. So
somebody's going legend tonight on either side. Somebody's going to be remembered for this game 3 tonight. It's a pivotal game 3.
Yeah, I give them credit, Toronto. They just work. They work. All right, you're talking about with the, you know, I call about the Giants. Like, my feeling is like, where are we going? Are we happy or whatever? I thought yesterday's game was atrocious. You know, and I spoke to Shawnee about Marash, and you know, his point. I know they're missing Adebo and Holland, but gee, that was just horrible. And I heard BT. I tried calling him today. BT says that Adebo had them come to play. Play what? I understand.
Had
that
them
that
come
was
to play.
Saquon
hit a home run first pitch he saw.
Yeah, 65 yards. He gave up 290 yards. I couldn't believe he said that. And I respect BT. I've been calling him for years. I just didn't understand that. But the bottom line with that is, again, the backfield, again, not having Holland and not having Adebo. But I mean, it's just inexcusable how bad they were defensively. And if you go by the fourth quarter of the Denver game, they gave up 75 points in 5 quarters. So, like, where am I going yet? Am I happy with Dart? Yes, I am. I think there's an obviously Scatterbull, although Scatterbull can't be a premier back. I think he needs help, but he's going to be very good. And I think Dart will be good, but I don't know what Dable is, Keith. I don't know if you can win with this guy. I just don't. You know, and I know, you know, the whole premise of this team was supposed to be pressure. And I know when you got, you know, third and two and second and four, it's tough to get that pressure. But I'm very disappointed because the front seven have been there. The back four, no. But the whole idea of that team was supposed to make the secondary better because of the pressure up front. Mm-hmm. Dex doesn't have a sack yet. Thibodeau is close. I know Carter, they say, has been good at the run, but you've got to knock people over and make big plays and have turnovers. So I don't know what they're going to be next year. Having Dart, I think, is going to be a real positive. I think their offensive line has played well. And I know they don't have a lot of help. You know, Hyatt's been a total bust. I thought he could help them a little bit. And the tight ends have come along with Donnell Bellinger's hurt. So, yeah, I guess I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that we have a foundation with Dart, but I don't know. And it'll, just to end it, I don't want to hear that we got to keep Dable because he's going to make Dart better. If Dart's good, which I think he is, then they'll get some. It doesn't have to be like, oh, we got to keep Dable. No, if he doesn't do what's the right thing for that team, then he has to go at the end of the year. So,
thanks for the call, Richie. Yeah, I just don't think that they're going to fire him. I don't think if John Mara is making the decision, I don't think he wants to go into a head coach search this offseason with a rookie quarterback going into his sophomore season, with Cam Scataboo rehabbing, Malik Nabers rehabbing. You know what I'm saying? Like with Joe Shane having to make some decisions on guys that he drafted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Dable is safe because he did what they left him here to do, right? Because I would have fired him last year. You got every reason. You lose 10 games in a row in the NFL, fire him. Bye. Most of the time, you don't even get that chance. They let Brian Callahan over there with the Tennessee Titans go to Pro Day, get real comfortable picking Cam Ward as his number one pick at quarterback, and he doesn't even make it to week seven. So it's cutthroat. Now, the only way I could see it is if John Mara has a experienced head coach in mind. Like, some of you guys are throwing out John Gruden. It's not going to happen. Some of you guys are throwing out Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's girl is not letting him come to New Jersey. And why would you want either one of those guys, honestly? But I think that is, bang, let's go. Let's go. I'm rooting for the Dodgers. I can't help it. I'm watching the World Series, and I'm a Dodger fan. I do not want to see, my division enemy is more of my enemy than, a team that beat us in the World Series. You feel me? Like, I'm not, I already live in a world where the Dodgers are the champs. Let them be the champs again. Will they three-peat? Like, I'm not so worried about them erasing, the last team to go back-to-back was the Yankees. Whatever. I was in the fifth grade. I don't care about that. I do not want to see Toronto do what the Yankees could not do. Let's go Dodgers! The only way I see the Giants moving on from Brian Dable is if they have an experienced head coach, which I'm trying to think of who else is floating out there that didn't get a job, that they say, okay, this is an offensive-minded, experienced head coach that we can boop, pop him in here with Jackson Dart, and he knows how to win. He's got better situational awareness, whatever. You know, this guy's a loser. They're unprepared too many times. They find ways to lose. Get him out of here, done. He gave him a five-year contract. I think he finishes out that five-year contract. Dennis is in Woodbridge with us next. What's up, Dennis?
What's going on, bro?
What's up?
Yeah, I was just wanted to ask you about Dable. I was like, I mean, we can't get rid of him because Jackson Dart is having success with Dable.
I don't think they'll rock the boat. I honestly don't think they'll rock the
neither.
Boat.
But like, what has there ever been a situation where a head coach is being demoted to offensive coordinator?
No, it'll never work out.
It looks like Brian Dable lied on his application, bro. Like,
but also, why would you do that? Coach. Mike Kafka is calling the plays. You keep him in place.
But when it comes down to situational, times, he fumbles the ball every time, bro.
Yeah, we've seen it a lot.
I'd rather tell you the truth. I'd rather
just
Lane Kiffin.
He just cost the organization $200,000 with the whole blue tent fiasco.
Yeah. He lost a bunch of games with the field goal situation. Yep. Like,
not buttoned up enough. Not taking that serious enough.
Personally, I'd like to see Lane Kiffin get a shot.
Yeah, but I think Lane is comfy down there. He did the NFL thing. He's head ball coach down
failed.
There.
He failed. He went all the way down to
it. Yeah, he's got money.
He's building his way back up. Come on, you think he doesn't want to get back? And plus,
maybe,
he got his freaking prodigy right there.
Yeah, maybe
he
with Dart.
He has his prodigy sitting right there.
But it's a lot different in the South than coming up to the North. Thanks for the call, Dennis. 888-808-1019. Giants fans, I know you're super frustrated. I know you think the answer is getting rid of the coach. But, like, this kid's got a real relationship with this coach. They're not going to rock the boat, yo. And I think this coach is smart. That's why he's letting you know. Oh, yeah, this kid texts me at 4 in the morning or, like, whatever popped up. Dart and Dable spent 10 hours together. Like, he's letting you know how much this kid thinks about football and how much he's reaching out to me. Like, Dable was damn near making out with him on the field when they beat the Chargers. They're not going to split those two up. Dable's got to get better. That's what I'd be looking for if I'm a Giants fan. There are some games still on the table for the Giants to win. Why can't they beat the 49ers here coming up? Even with Brock Purdy. 49ers are definitely beatable in your building. I know, they're hurt. But everybody's hurt. And that's the other thing. Nobody cares that you're hurt. Nobody's crying for the New York football Giants that they have injuries. The whole league is hurt. It's football. It's a rough-ass game, man. It's a rough game. That's why you're supposed to have depth, Joe Shane. That's why I started my criticism with the GM. This is your roster. This is what you saw to be fit. These are players that you drafted, bro. You missed on a lot of guys. You missed on a lot of guys. Like, that's where I'd be really frustrated at. There's some guys that are out there that are liabilities. Like, you missed on a ton of guys. Evan Neal doesn't dress. Jalen Hyatt's a non-factor. Deonte Banks is forced into action. He shouldn't even be wearing that two. They would have sold even more jerseys if Dart was wearing number two. Like, I would have probably copped the number two Dart jersey. I don't like the number six. I don't think it's that swaggy. Anyway, who else? Tyler Newbin. Everybody's just been going over Saquon, just running by him. He's not like that, but you thought he was. I don't know, man. There's a lot of guys that they chose to have on this team. They took a swing and missed, and it's not good enough. Like, you paid Darius Slayton the same money that you could have paid Saquon. Darius Slayton, bro, like, I guess. And now... You know, other guys that you decided to pay, you decided to pay Daniel Jones. He's getting money for the Colts. Bye. You decided to pay Andrew Thomas. Good investment. When he's healthy, he's like that. Oh, you paid Dexter Lawrence. And not for nothing, Carl Banks came out with a straight shot. And, like, Carl Banks is real. I don't want to say it's a straight shot like he was trying to kill the guy. But it was a direct shot at what he's seeing on film. We can't say that he's wrong, especially going back like in Denver. Like, why is Dexter Lawrence not on the field? Maybe because they don't think that he's like that right now. In the beginning of the season, we were talking about injury and, yeah, Dexter Lawrence is not fully up to speed yet. Maybe he's not conditioned. Carl Banks just came out and said, nobody respects you. I had said a couple years ago, this is the new Aaron Donald. Let me retract that. Sexy Dexy, I'm doing a dance for the people watching on YouTube. Not so sexy anymore. You know? Pause. You know what I mean, though? Like, the play is not really, like, you know, this is a guy that was dominating. Carl Banks is like, on film, they can block you with whoever. You're not a threat. The other guys around you are a threat. Brian Burns, he's banged up, but he's still going. Abdul Carter, there was a bad clip of Abdul Carter not really running down a play. But, like, I'll say this. I felt like the Giants were demoralized by two things, and it's part of it. That's why when somebody tries to tell you, stop crying about the refs, it matters. They were demoralized by the officiating. It's like, well, damn, we can't do anything here to get a break. And then Scadaboo getting carted off. It's not an excuse because these guys are pros. They're millionaires. They're supposed to go out there and put it all on the line. But you could tell, man. You could tell that defense was feeling some type of way because the offense lost their leading rusher, the guy with the most touchdowns, and the Zebras were not trying to really swing anything in their favor, except for that dart fumble slash incomplete pass. Ben is in New Jersey next on the Fan. What you thinking about, Ben?
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
What do you think about this? How about you could throw a challenge flag on the false starts for like if they don't really want to ban the tush push, then that, like, why can you challenge anything?
You could throw, you're saying every time that they do the tush push, throw a challenge flag to review whether someone, usually their guard, moved or not?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. That's risky business. In real time, it's hard to see. But you shouldn't have to throw a challenge flag for that. They have a line judge that his job is to look at that line and call that. They just don't.
Yeah, but it's like in the trenches. Like, you can't see anything.
Right. So, I mean, Dable's job isn't to throw the challenge flag because he can't see. There is an official whose job is specifically to do that. They're going to outlaw the play. This has gotten ridiculous. Between the false starts and then now we have this evidence of, like, yo, you treated their, you know, attempt at a first down like it was the goal line. That was a live ball, but you blew it dead too soon. But usually you don't blow it dead too soon because you're letting them push the pile for 5 yards. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and then also this upcoming draft, I want to see the Giants every pick, secondary, O-line, nothing else.
Secondary and O-line, sure. I mean, but yeah, the draft doesn't always work like that. Thanks for the call, Ben. A lot of times you take the best available, not just for need, but they obviously need to identify some help in the secondary and some help on the O-line. You also can address that with trades, free agency. What are the Giants supposed to do at this deadline coming up? 888-808-1019. Like, what say you now? A lot of you were saying, oh, go get Jalen Waddle. Go get Chris Olave. Go get Jerry Jeudy. For what? At this point, just rock with Ray McCloud, you know? Just rock with Darius Slayton now that he's back. I know Dart needs a number one, but, like, this team's not going anywhere. Why would you give up a pick for a wide receiver when you need a pick? You need all the picks you can get next year, which could possibly be your head coach's final year. No? Rob is in New Hyde Park with us next. What's up, Rob?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call, Keith. A fellow suffering Cowboy fan, but my points are about the Giants here. So there's a coach floating out there that would be a potential successor to Dable, but I'll get into my next point as to why he will not be leaving after this year. There's Mike McCarthy sitting on the shelf, which was a disaster for us, frankly. He got us so far and then, you know, ends up, you know, choking on it in the playoffs, so that sucks. Mm-hmm. But Dable is not going to get fired no matter what, honestly, this year. Number one, he's got the chemistry with Dart, but also number two is they made the commitment when they allowed him to draft there for a 2 year. And I was talking, my brother-in-law's a big Giant fan. We go to every local game together. So there's no chance. And I don't think they should, even though I do not like Dable as a coach, and he agrees. Dable is just he's just been a real disaster in there. between, you know, the antics on the sidelines, stuff like that's just been completely brutal. But I think the biggest problem with the Giants, and I can be like an actual objective observer here, is they are terrible at drafting. They do not hit on their picks.
Too many swing and misses, yes.
So many. Dart is the real deal. And I like watching Dart. And if I didn't have to watch the garbage that I get fed from the Cowboys being on TV every weekend, I keep getting myself sucked into that. I like tuning into the Giants to see what I got with Dart.
Yeah.
He's a player. He's smart.
He's fun.
He's got the poise. I think he's got a lot of Jared Allen in him. Rough, but listen, I mean, Josh Allen, excuse me. Dable helped shape
my gears were spinning right there. I'm like, Jared.
Yeah, right? You got a defensive end playing quarterback now. My bad. I think he's got some Josh Allen in him. Little rough around the edges. Stop taking the hits. You know, go out of bounds, learn.
What was that, third and seven? He ran for the first down and he slid right at the first down. I'm like, he can do it, see?
Yeah, he can. And listen, it's good to see. He's already showing signs that he's coachable. So that's another reason they're not going to get rid of Dable. And you get healthy with a good, you know, you get Scottabo back next year. They really need to focus on. Here, another point. Sorry, I'm just BSing right now. Like, what's unfortunate, silver lining when you have star players go down with a young, promising quarterback is you are forcing him to learn to do better with less. And I think it's really going to benefit Dart in the long run, because if you don't have a Neighbors and you don't now have a Scadabo, you're going to have to go through your progressions. You're going to have to feel pressure. You're going to have to make plays. You're going to have to put it on yourself a lot more. I just see him developing into a really solid player. And, you know, it's to our detriment here, because we're on the back end of our window. And the Giants, if they do this right, could really be taken off here.
Thanks for the call, Rob. But speak for yourself. I am not with Jerry Jones. It is not hard. Don't lump me in. Don't put me in that. I stepped out. I knew. As soon as the Micah Parsons trade went through, I was done. I said no more for me, no mas. I'm an independent observer, NFL fan, free agent. I'm focused on my fantasy team and my anytime touchdown parlays. You feel me? I'm not. Don't. Please. Please. I don't know how many years it's going to take now. I don't know how many years it's going to take for y'all to release me from the Dallas Cowboys as a fan. I'm not. I didn't lose any sleep over them losing to the Broncos. Making Bo Nix look like Drake May. How about Drake May? Anyway, yeah, you can't swing and miss at so many players in the draft. It comes back to haunt you. Now, we raved about the Giants draft class last year because they all played. But I do remember at the end of the season saying, like, this is a glorified college team. Of course they're all going to play. And, you know, I think that the class before that is the problem. Not 2024, 2023. Deontay Banks has a first-round draft pick, a guy that, like, there was this play. Oh, boy. He fell for a double move. Where if that ball goes up, he would have been so embarrassed because he would have been completely cooked. John Michael Schmitz, we thought as a Big Ten Minnesota center, was going to come here and like he's just all right. He's all right. Jalen Hyatt, we thought was a steal. I don't know if they traded up in the third round or maybe he fell to the third round where we were like, yo, that guy, he cooked Alabama coming out of Tennessee. Like, you know, he could go get it. Eric Gray, Trey Hawkins, Jordan Riley, Javarius Owens. Like, none of those guys could get second contracts. You know what I'm saying? And then when you go back to the first year, I don't give Kayvon as hard of a time as others because of where he was drafted. I never expected him to be Aiden Hutchinson. I think he's a good player. But for that to be your first pick and him to be five overall, that's tough. Like, you expect him to be Aiden Hutchinson. Evan Neal, all-time bad. Evan Neal at seven, and he's not even dressing. Evan Neal, who took a shot at people in New York food services. Remember that? He said people flip burgers and cook hot dogs and stuff. I'm like, excuse you. Don't you dare talk about the people that make the food around here. We need them. You do too. Wandale Robinson, decent hit for a second round. Cordell Flott as well. Daniel Bellinger as well. Dane Belton as well. Micah McFadden is missed. DJ Davidson, Marcus McKeithen, Darian Beavers. Like, nah. The whole thing, as we're about to go to break here, the whole thing with bringing in Joe Shane was that he was like, okay, so separate from Dable that gets all of this credit for Josh Allen, Shane got credit for being a part of the Buffalo Bills who did what? They built that successful team through the draft. So we assumed he had some type of secret sauce, that he was identifying players, and that he was going to come in and be some type of draft maven because, you know, the Bills had so many players on offense and defense that they drafted. I don't know. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. This is my favorite saying, a perplexing Pegasus, because we're just thinking about all this stuff and we're riding this to nowhere. These guys are not getting fired. Whatever they do this year, if they have 4 wins, 5 wins, you're going to have to accept it. A top 10 pick, hopefully they just take the best available player at whatever position it may be. And then they've got one more year with this contract, and they probably won't get contract extensions. There's no shot, in my opinion, that they are going to rock the boat with Jackson Dart, especially with like what Daniel Jones is doing elsewhere. They want this to continue. They want this kid to continue to develop and become under Brian Daboll, under Mike Kafka, under their tutelage. I think they've got another year. So it sucks. You're not going to playoffs this year. It sucks. There have been games that were close that should have been won. Now injuries are piling up. It's probably going to be rough sledding, but cross your fingers and hope for the best. 888-808-1019. I got to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going phone, get to the calls, because I'm taking up too much time. Keith McPherson on the Fan, right back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Yo, let's get these calls in before the Dodgers find a way to blow this right now. I hope not. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're talking about the Giants. Let's get to the phones and let people talk before it gets late and people got to go to bed and people start falling asleep, you know? Sean is up in the Bronx with us next. What's up, Sean?
Good night. First time caller. Good night, young man.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Just curious about some stuff. I grew up listening to the Knicks on the radio, and you know, over time you start watching TV and you get confused at basketball. So the first game with the Knicks, right? Cat was the center of the offense and it worked. He distributes the ball and everyone gets a touch. Everyone passes the ball and then you go back to the stagnation. Why doesn't people pay attention to what is working and then you build on it versus going backwards to stagnation?
They can. I mean, we're in the third game of the season. Stay tuned for what happens in game four. Adjustments can be made at halftime. Adjustments can be made after timeouts in game. But it's a long road. Let's see how they adapt and change.
My last point on Cat before I go to the Giants. You know, I was listening to one of the callers and you following up with Cat. I just think that he's a good player or a great player, but someone needs to have a conversation on his temperament when he's playing basketball, using his wisdom, and how to play defense, and in the off season, investing in your craft like Wemby, per se, did. Not because he got hurt, but if this is your profession and this is your craft, why can't you invest every single year or every single day?
What are you trying to say? What do you think he'd be doing? Because he's with Jordan Woods? You think he's hanging out in the hills or something? You think he's not working on basketball?
I don't think so, because he comes in with the same style of play every single year, and he does the same erratic plays.
You don't see growth. You don't see him adding anything new to his game.
No, not at all, other than three-pointer and want to just chuck it and chuck it and chuck it. He needs to concentrate on defense. Everyone can score for the most part. Why don't you concentrate and use your height to your advantage?
Somebody's got to get through to him, like you said. Someone's got to pull him aside. Hey, champ, before you're washed and too old out here, lock in on the defensive end. But he doesn't have to. He's surrounded by defenders. He'll be all right.
The last point with the Giants, I think they're doing fine with drafting Dart. I just think that everyone has made valid points about everything that's going on with the coach. I just think that if you fire him, everyone will have the understanding that we're not going to allow you to manipulate the system, manipulate the quarterback. And if you're not, like, he's not emotionally intelligent. Because if you see how his mannerisms on the side is, and he gets erratic and he gets happy, he gets this, yes, you're coach, you're emotional, yes, fine. But all you're doing is playing this little pre-K game of, with Dart, building relationships. You need to build relationship with everybody on the team. And I just think it's too late. And they need to cut ties now and work on the offensive and the defensive line, which they haven't done in years.
Well, let me get a word in with Dable. I'm sure he has relationships with everyone, but the relationship with the quarterback is paramount, most important, and specifically a young rookie quarterback that you're guiding, that you went to get. Now, we all know he could control his poker face. He doesn't have one. We all know that, like, his emotions, he wears them on his sleeves and it gets the best of him. And, I mean, he's been made a fool of by himself multiple times. But what I will say is the feeling that Giants fans have gotten this year, finding the quarterback, having Scadaboo, like, this is his best year since he won Coach of the Year. There's more to do. They got to figure out how to win a couple more games here. But I just think he's safe. I don't think that they're going to fire him and tell Jackson Dart, hey, you know, we're bringing in somebody new for you to work with, when that relationship is already formed. That bond is already there. I just think it's not something that they're going to gamble with.
I think that in the sports world these days, organization needs to invest into players that are filled with emotions and have grit and have, I don't know what's the word, like, Scadaboo. He's a person that you can see has a good heart. There was an article out, I don't know if he took the pay cut, but there need to be people like him that have a good intentions.
Took a pay cut?
You know, and no, I seen an article today when he got hurt for them to move money so they could add to the team. I don't know if the article's real or not. I saw it today.
Okay, thanks for the call, Sean. He's a rookie. He's got a $5 million rookie deal. There's no pay cut. He was a fourth-round pick, and now that he's out, I don't know. Maybe you got Ball Sack Sports, some of that stuff you read on Facebook. I be telling my mom, don't even send me this Facebook stuff, Ma, for real. Don't send me, like, I don't even want to read it and have it in my mind and be like, oh, I saw something, I forget where I saw it. I'm like, no. He's got a good heart. He's a maniac. What a week for Cam Scadaboo, flexing as OG Anunoby's dunking the ball at Madison Square Garden to going down the road to Philly, and Zach Bond gets his revenge for, you know, him running through him, 3 weeks ago. Tough. Man, Clayton Kershaw is in this game. This game is a classic, bro. Two outs, bases are loaded, top of the 12th here. Kershaw versus Lucas. and the count is full. But yeah, they're not firing this coach. I'm sorry. There will be some other casualties, though. There will be some other changes, but I don't think they're getting rid of him. John is in Yonkers with us next. Go for it, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I got a point about the Giants defense, but first I want to talk about Shane, because he's been absolutely trash.
Joe with, Shane.
What's been, yeah, Shane, general manager.
Yeah, he just chills, with, though. We don't see him, though. So, like, he's in the background. Like, don't look at me. Look at these coaches. But he's given them
just how he handled, yeah, you know, how he handled with Daniel Jones, you know, giving him that contract. And then, you know, everybody talks about Dable's, this quarterback whisperer, where he had Josh Allen in Buffalo, but that guy would have been good no matter what, right? What did he do with Daniel Jones? Daniel Jones regressed. He used him as like a game manager.
He didn't love
you
him.
You know, look what he's doing
now. He didn't give him the TLC that he's given Dart. He never loved Daniel Jones. They never wanted Daniel Jones. I've said it over and over again. They did not pick up his rookie option. If they would have picked up his rookie option, that would have spared them from giving him $100 million.
Unbelievable. And then I want to talk a little bit about the defense, because the defensive coordinator is not a New York Giants defensive coordinator.
Should have been fired last year.
Aggressive.
Should have been fired last year.
Blitz.
Yep.
This front seven should be able to, you know, take over games. But his scheme is just absolute trash.
Absolute
trash, man. You know,
I think Shane
even Bowen, Strahan before.
Shane Bowen's going to be one of those casualties. Brian Daboll will be bringing in another defensive coordinator. They're not going to fire Daboll, but Shane Bowen, goodbye.
Yeah, and then, you know, Strahan, before the season started, was talking about, you know, oh, this Giants front seven, they're going to carry this team. Look at the scheme they're running. It's garbage.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do with Abdul Carter right away. Tyler Newbin is getting exposed. All the secondaries getting exposed, and they're gonna always remember the Dallas game and the Broncos game with Shane Bowen and how those games ended, and you know, prevent defense and dropping eight into coverage and whatever.
That's not Giants defense, man. That's not Giants defense.
Yeah, it's always
bro.
Been
you know,
pin your ears back, get after the quarterback, guys up front handle their business. And you have the guys now, and that's why you get frustrated, because it's like you have Brian Burns, Kayvon, Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence, and a couple other guys mixed in between.
And
that's supposed to be the strength of the team. They were getting blown off the ball.
Well. Burns is one of the best defenders in the league, I think, this year. He's been doing his thing, you know?
But
regardless, even if they're not even helping him out, bringing pressure.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you guys are just going to line up, and you guys are going to You four guys are going to beat six guys blocking you every time. It's unbelievable.
Thanks for the call, John. They're losing, though, and they're giving up mad points and hella yards. 38 points to the Eagles, 33 points to the Broncos, 26 points to the Saints, and I know the offense handed them the ball, but ew. The Cowboys put up 40, and Brandon Aubrey, I think, had half the points on his leg. Not good enough. Not good enough if you're trying to win with this rookie quarterback and you're trying to save Brian Daboll's job and yada, yada, yada. Here comes Kyle Shanahan and a 49ers team. I don't know if Brock Purdy is going to make his first start on the road flying across the country. They'll roll with Mac Jones. But they still have Christian McCaffrey. George Kittle came back. They've got a couple receivers, whether Ricky Pearsall is able to go, Juwan Jennings. Bourne is back over there. DeMarcus Robinson, Jake Tonges, a backup tight end. Like, they have some weapons where they can score points too. The defense better be ready. And I don't know. They're banged up. Are they going to be ready to go in Giant Stadium? Now, Dart is down one more weapon. I expect Tyrone Tracy to be serviceable, but he doesn't have the flair, the juice that Scataboo has. Without Malik Nabers, it's a stretch for who you're throwing the ball to. The tight ends, yeah, but like, they're tight ends. That Theo Johnson drop, that one is criminal, man. That ball was a dime. I think Tom Brady even screamed dart or dot or something like that. Like, it was put right in there. You got to have it. You got to have it. But now you're relying on Wandale Robinson and Darius Slayton as your top receivers with Bo Collins and... I don't know. Is Ray McLeod going to be ready to go this week that fast? Picking up Dable's offense? Maybe some certain plays. Yeah, but they're in a tough spot. They're in a tough spot with injuries. They're in a tough spot with six losses. They're in a tough spot with a rookie quarterback and a trade deadline approaching. And what do you do at this trade deadline? I wouldn't be giving up any picks to try to shore up this run. There is no run. Kevin is in Indiana next. You got it, Kevin.
Hey, man, what's going on? Appreciate you having me on, man.
Yes, sir.
So I hear what you're saying about them not making a run, but I think we're missing the overall picture that you were harping on a little bit earlier. We only got Wandale. Johnson isn't really that reliable. Tracy is good, had 1,000 yards of scrimmage last season. Cool, love it. But he don't got neighbors to help complement that
right.
1-2 punch they had last year. So they need somebody, a threat. They got to make a move by the deadline so that they can continue to develop Dart, have that confidence.
Okay, so let's talk through it, though. Like, give me a receiver and what you're willing to give up for said receiver.
Okay, so for a receiver, you know, I would like, in an ideal world, this guy's already under contract. Somebody, let's say, for giggles, right, like Jerry Jeudy. I know he's had some drops, but let's not act like that man didn't just have 1,200 receiving yards last year.
Hey, Jameis, bring him back with famous Jameis. Jameis might be in there sooner rather than later.
You know what I'm saying? But hold up. More importantly, that's a day ball homeboy from Alabama.
Correct. Right? Similar skill set to Malik Nabers.
Yeah, so imagine what it's like, right? Nabers coming back. He's still got to rehab, get that leg right. Next year, Dart's going in with Nabers. Chemistry already developed with Jerry Jeudy. What I'd be willing to give up? Bro, Cleveland got him for pennies from the Broncos.
So, okay, I mean, they traded a 5th round and a 6th round. What would you give up for Jeudy now, a year later,
or 2 years later? It has to be a 4th coming up this year. So would that be a 2026 4th? Maybe I'd match that in 2027, make it a conditional based on some stipulations on what
he did. I can't give up 2 picks for Jerry Jeudy for a team that's not going to make the playoffs. I understand Jackson Dart is developing, but I cannot give up 2. I guess, though, there is a school of thought. This guy can't draft anyway. So why don't you go get a proven player?
Exactly. Bro, look, if you go miss, you gotta miss big. You know, you can't just be scared to take a shot. You know, if you never shoot your shot, shorty never coming home.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. I'm thinking like with my GM cap for my Madden team or something. If I have a team that's already got 6 losses, already down a bunch of starters, not going to the playoffs, I'm thinking about next year. And I'm thinking about being in the top 10 picks in the draft and being in the first few picks in each round and a 4th round pick. That's what you found Cam Scatterboo with this year. I don't know if I could do it, man. I don't know if I could do that, man. 888-808-1019. Max Muncy, that funky Muncy. He's 0 for 5, which means he's due. Come on, Max. Hit another one out. It's 5-5, bottom of the 12th. One out. Game 3. Dodger Stadium. No, that's a pop-up. That does not drop. Jake is in Newton, New Jersey. What's up, Jake?
Yes, sir. Keith, how you doing?
Good, man. Just talking about the Giants situation, and I'm hoping that the Dodgers can figure out their situation.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been listening for, like, over, like, 2 hours, man. So, I know you're a Dodgers fan. But
nah, I'm just a Yankee fan that can't live in a world where they put a banner up in the Rogers Center saying that the Blue Jays are world champs in 2025 going into 2026.
But you're rooting for the Dodgers, you know?
Sure thing.
All right, well, you know, that's where I want to get at. It's like, hey, it's early football, but it's the World Series, man. We're in the 12th inning. I want to hear about this game, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. There's part of me that does not want to spoil it for anybody. Like when Richie called and he said you're like 30 seconds ahead. Once it goes final is when we'll really have at it about Max Scherzer, Glasnow, these bullpens, who they took out when and where, guys hitting homers, guys coming to play, Alejandro Kirk, Shohei, Teoscar up at the plate right now. It's a little bit of a dance that you have to do when you're live on air doing like a ride along with the World Series Game 3. This is the home of the New York Giants. So all these calls coming in are Giants calls.
Hey, I hear you, but it's the World Series. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just gave you some World Series talk, Jake. The game isn't decided yet. When the game is decided, then we'll actually have something to react to. Right now, I'm watching it. You hear me reacting in between, but the topic of conversation is, okay, for a few weeks here, we thought the New York Football Giants might have actually struck gold with this quarterback where they could compete. Playoffs? Playoffs were actually a thought. That thought should be out of your mind now. Now, the thought is, we've lost too many games. Now, the thought is, we want blood. We want heads to roll. Get these bums out of here. Shane and Dable have lost too many games. Their record is terrible. We're going to run it back again next year? So we're talking through all the things from their past draft picks to future draft picks to what they're about to do at the trade deadline, and that's the end of 12 in Dodger Stadium. Oh, boy, this is a classic 13th inning. Anyway, we're talking about how much, you know, they've given up 427 yards against the Eagles. You know, their defense, guys not running plays down, guys getting blown up. Go look at Baldy's breakdowns of the Giants just getting mauled. That Eagles offensive line just boom, 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 knocking guys around. And like I said, man, that's a tough game coming off. I haven't gotten any Jets calls because you know what? The Jets fans are on a bye. And the Jets fans, I think, for the most part, realize, like, that was a good win. Let's live in that. Let's not analyze this too deep. I took a couple Jets calls in the beginning, and they were extremely optimistic talking about a future. Maybe it was me. Maybe I poured cold water on it. Like, yo, let's chill. Let's not go too far about what Justin Fields is going to be. Let's not go too far about what this season is going to be. You can't lose back-to-back weeks. You're on a bye. Let's see what they do against Cleveland. The main conversation here is the Giants game and what we just saw and what we expect to see coming up next. Ro is in Clifton. Before we get to the break, I got you in there, Ro.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good.
First time calling.
Thank you.
So just want to talk about, I think the Eagles, I think the refs really are the ones to blame for Cam Scatterbo's injury.
Okay.
And if we didn't get that push-tush fumble, which should have been an obvious fumble, all of the entire game would have been completely different, you know?
Not the entire game, but yes, I said in my open, that is a swing, and don't let anybody try and say, don't blame the refs, it's weak. Like, that was an egregious call. That is fireable. Like, that's such a huge mistake. You go from that being, okay, Giants stopping them and getting the ball, and maybe Dart goes on another drive, to Saquon scoring his second touchdown and not looming over everybody's head, where it's like, yo, we can't beat these guys. We got to beat these guys and the refs. Now, Scatterboo's injury, that's on the way Zach Bond tackled him. He held on to him and dropped down where his leg got caught under him. Maybe that doesn't happen. Maybe it does happen, but I can't connect the dot between the tush push happening, Jalen Hurts fumbling, the play being blown dead, saying they stopped his forward progress, to, you know, second quarter, like 8 minutes left, and Scatterboo getting tackled how he got tackled and having to end the game and end his season. That's tough. 888-808-1019, man. The World Series, a classic, one that they are going to talk about forever. Vladdy steps into the plate, and we're going to step out. Dial the number if you want to talk to me about anything sports-related or beyond. I've got 1 hour left. Hopefully this game ends before I'm done. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes?
Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.